Lecture 4. So the course then moves along steadily throughout. We don't labour any area because the coverage is intended to be broad rather than in a great deal of detail. So that was it for air chemistry. We're now on to aquatic chemistry. So in the aqueous environment then, hydrology is studying water in general. So JCU decided a couple of years back that they would actually move into hydrology reasonably extensively. So Mark LeBlanc, he's a hydrologist, he works at the remote sensing sort of level. His partner Sarah works on the ground, field-based sort of stuff. Then they've got the other guy whose name I keep forgetting, but he's also a hydrologist. So all of a sudden went from like no people with a background in hydrology, burnt used to lecture in it, to three people being. So they've got a decent team working on it. In Australia, it's a huge significance, issues to do with, in particular, fresh water. So study of fresh water then is limnology, study of oceanic waters, oceanography. So down in Townsville, they've got AIMS, which is the Australian Institute for Marine Science. The two premier places for marine research in Australia are Townsville and Hobart. Those are the big places if you want to get into that sort of area. In the case of the Earth, then we've got a lot of water, 70% of the surface covered with water. The volume then is very large, in billions of cubic kilometres. When we consider the depth, we can understand that. The hydrologic cycle then links the various reservoirs in the hydrosphere, and just the same as in the atmosphere, we're going to have fluxes from